The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I'm your host, and I'm going to be your host for the next 13 weeks on this Empowerment Channel. My name is Dr. Yomi Garnett. I'm sure you can find that easy to pronounce. Now, what we're going to do is to start off this show with what I call an affirmation of purpose. Affirmation of purpose. And this affirmation of purpose is more like some form of anthem, if you like, that is going to see us through each episode in this pilot series. Now, the affirmation of purpose for this show, Dream the Life, Live the Dream, is this, and I'd like you to listen very carefully. Just for today, I will dream big dreams. I will announce myself into the exclusive club of the creative daydreamers. These are the potentially great men and women who create something out of apparent nothing, making a huge difference in their own lives and in the lives of others. In the process, reshaping the collective destiny of the human race. And my own dreams will be unique. For in my dreams, I will clothe my destiny in a colorful cloak of glorious achievement. My dreams will fuel my passion. My dreams will empower me for creative genius. My dreams will propel me towards uncommon accomplishment. My dreams will ennoble my character. And just for this day, will I dream big dreams? For small dreams can only inspire small efforts. I will dream the life, and then I will live the dream. Welcome again. That is our opening affirmation. An affirmation is a statement, positive statement, if you like, of your own reality. The more you say it yourself, the more you believe it. Thank you very much. Now, the title of today's show is Aspire to Your Highest Nature. Aspire to Your Highest Nature. Now, today's episode calls you to aspire to your highest nature. And what is this highest nature, you might possibly ask? It is that profound essence in you that seeks only peace for you at all times. And when you arrive at this nature, no one and no thing will have the capacity to disturb the calm oasis, which is the core of your being. Your highest nature will embody the finest of your creator's attributes of fearlessness, courage, compassion, humility, detachment, perfect joy, and clarity of vision. Your highest nature will be one of knowledge and wisdom and expansion and joy. In this nature, all your actions will be in alignment with your inner wisdom, born of divine purpose, of course. Because of this, the results of these deeds will always be of benefit to the greater good and for the glorious unfolding of your own personal destiny. Now listen, in your highest nature, you will no longer pine for what does not come. For you now know that what does not come may be to prevent disaster from coming. In this nature, again, you will become indifferent to pain and struggle. For you will have learned to bear adversity with uncommon stoicism. Now, this means that although the situation may be devastating, but you will refuse to be devastated and you will gloriously ride on the waves of life through glory and seeming misfortune together. Your highest nature has actually destined you for the great things of this life. But then, friend, let me ask you, why are you making do with the crumbs from the table of life? I'll give you a very simple answer to that question. It is because you have lost your highest nature. Your highest nature is your true nature. You have lost it. Since life will give you only what you ask for, no more, no less, today, what I urge you to do is to step out regally and with a bold confidence to reclaim this true nature of yours. Today, I join you in pleading for your case for abundance. And even when you are rebuffed by your fellow man, you will still have earned respect for your confidence, panache, and a positive self-image, and will eventually reap dividends in due season. Let me tell you a little more about your highest nature. It will simply refuse to entertain mediocre ambitions and weak dreams. Answer this question. Can weak dreams inspire anything other than weak efforts? Now let's do something. Join me in a visual exercise, if you will. Let's hold up the picture of a pyramid in our minds. A pyramid. You know what a pyramid is, of course. Those massive structures in the Egyptian sands, built by the pharaohs of ages long past. Let's hold a picture of one of them in our mind. The world is essentially a pyramid of people struggling with each other. Can you get that? The world is essentially a pyramid of people struggling. Now, life is like a pyramid. Where are you going to do your own battle? It's very simple, really. You have to simply refuse to fight your own battle at the bottom of the pyramid. It's much too crowded down there. Go straight to the top for your own fight because it's easier up there. Your creator, in his infinite wisdom, created you with his own image. And because of this, you embody the full splendor of his finest attributes. And so you can fulfill every one of your worthy desires. For truly, you are worthy of the best that life can offer. Now, let me tell you a little story. Listen to this. A lion cub became orphaned at a very tender age and was raised by a flock of goats. And so he grew up thinking he was a goat too. Now, although his dentition was all wrong for the diet, he ate grass pretty much like the goats. In fact, he also tried to bleat like the goats. But instead, he produced an awkward-sounding roar. And one day, he ran into another lion. And not recognizing his own kinsman, he became as scared as the real goats. He had lost his true nature, just as it happens with most people, who are actually lions acting like goats their whole life. While those who have the courage to insist they are lions and act like lions are called fools and dreamers. So, today, I challenge you to get rid of the goat in you so that the lion can rise. Now, if I were to put this in other words, what I'd say is, awaken the giant slumbering within you and stalk the face of your earth like Gulliver among the Lilliputians. So what do we want to do? We want to join each other today in celebrating your uniqueness as a miracle of creation. Indeed, you are the greatest miracle of creation. And although there are millions like you, you are unique and different from all other mortals. Did you know that? Did you know that you are the total embodiment of the full splendor of creative genius? You are, in fact, so unique that none on earth has your fingerprint pattern. Now, listen, if you are a connoisseur of detective stories like I am, you would know that one of the most enduring tools that detectives use in detecting crime is the DNA pattern. Did you know that in the most amazing of divine designs, even your DNA is your own exclusive trait and preserve, and no one else on earth has your DNA? Did you know that? Now, when you arrive at your highest nature, you have indeed become a great person. For great people are made, they are not born. But for your highest nature to find full expression in your greatness, you must agree to be inspired by some great purpose. For it is only deep that can call to deep. And when you are finally inspired by this great purpose, this little poem will be your statement of reality. Now listen very carefully to this poem. If you like, you can put it down, because I repeat it about two or three times. My mind will transcend all limitations. My faculties will explode in all directions. My dormant talents and gifts will become animated, and my soul shall become more durable, and so shall I become the person I was destined to be, a great person. I'll repeat it. I'll take that again. My mind will transcend all limitations. My faculties will explode in all directions. My dormant talents and gifts will become animated, and my soul shall become more durable, and so shall I become the person I was destined to be, a great person. Your true self wants you to live your dream and not someone else's. Tell me something. Of what use is a life lived, not according to your own script, but according to another's? When you discover the truth about yourself, when you discover this highest nature I'm talking about, you will write your own script. And guess what? You will play the leading role in the movie of your life. Isn't that fantastic? You're actually going to be a movie star. That's right. You will play the leading role in the movie of your life. Life will present many opportunities. And these opportunities will come disguised as critical choices you have to make at the various bends on the road of life. What choices will you make? Your higher self will allow you to make choices that are yours and yours alone. Those choices will be your exclusive preserve and possession. Now, in case they turn out fatal errors of judgment and you've made mistakes, concealed in those errors and mistakes will be your lessons for the future, for better judgment in the future. And gradually, as your choices start aligning with your authentic destiny, your life will undergo what I call a remarkable transformation. Now, I have identified 10 attributes of your highest nature. When you get your highest nature, you will have 10 attributes. Please listen very carefully to this. One, your highest nature only seeks peace wherever it goes. Two, your highest nature has a positive mental attitude. Three, your highest nature seeks physical health, sound physical health, because your true self must take residence in a suitable physical form. Four, your higher self seeks harmony in all your interhuman relationships. Five, your higher self seeks liberation from all forms of fear. Six, your higher self seeks an enduring capacity for faith, and this will come with the grace of a certain hope for future achievement. Seven, your higher self seeks an enduring capacity for faith, and with this will come the grace of a certain hope of future achievement. Your highest nature will pursue a labor of love as an occupation, since the greatest and most luminous force on earth is love, and with this love, your higher self will be quite willing to share your blessings with other people. Eight, your highest nature seeks an open mind on all subjects. Nine, your highest nature seeks to be disciplined in all things. And 10, your highest self seeks financial independence in all areas of your life. Now, when you have truly come to possession of your highest nature, certain benefits will accrue to you. Did you get that? When you finally come into your highest nature, certain benefits will accrue to you. And what are these benefits? You will become a truly enlightened person and start living your life, your best life ever. You will develop the special grace to not only handle adversity with unflinching faith, but also creatively turn it into your own benefit. You will have the faith and the courage to accomplish your desired objectives. You will develop the capacity for benevolence towards other people and compassion for them in their desperate seasons. You will have sufficient endurance and perseverance to help you overcome all obstacles in your path. You will have the wisdom with which to evaluate all things and situate them properly in the general scheme of things. You will develop the self-discipline that will give you total mastery over yourself. You will find yourself capable of tolerance towards all in the true spirit of brotherly love. You will experience total liberation from worry and freedom from anxiety. You will start coming into monetary sufficiency. Now, this is good. It sounds good, doesn't it? Such that you will have material abundance to gratify all your needs and desires. You will have such a keen evaluation of time that every waking moment of yours will be put to valuable and good use. Your personality will become so magnetic that your spirit of generosity will attract nothing but friendly cooperation from all men of goodwill. I'll take that again because this is quite important. Your personality will become so magnetic that your spirit of generosity will attract nothing but friendly cooperation from all men of goodwill. You will develop the totally wholesome habit of profiting from every mistake you could possibly make. You will eventually become free from all self-limiting beliefs and all inherited negative traits. You will develop a total mastery of all forms of fear, even the fear of death. Finally, and this is very important, you will come into a perfect understanding of the overall purpose of your own existence, along with the glorious ability to live in consistency with that purpose. Now, having said all that, the next obvious question should be, how do I cultivate my highest nature? Yes, a rather tall order asking you to aspire to your highest nature. But then again, what is important is, what actions do I take to achieve to my highest purpose? The major thing for you to do is to start to tame your ego and move out of self-absorption. You will need to consciously realize that you are a composite of two selves. The first self is an ego-ruled lesser self, and the second one is the higher self to which I'm asking you to aspire. Now, to arrive at this higher self, you will have to commit to achieving the state of inner peace, where you no longer have a need to dominate other people. Now, let me put this in proper perspective. There are two sides to yourself. There's a lower self and there's a higher self. Your lower self rules you because your ego rules you unequivocally. However, immediately you start getting into the state of enlightenment, where you realize you do have a higher self to you, your lower self will start slinking into the background and your higher self will start to rise. Now, as you gradually transform yourself into a person who is no longer in competition with anyone, you will also have to constantly remind yourself that you are not superior to anyone. But then you are also not beneath anyone. This higher self of yours has no need for approval and does not need to exert control over anything or anybody. You will have to gradually relinquish that ego, which controls the lives of most of us so unequivocally. I've stated this before. The reason why we so desperately seek to dominate others is because we live in fear. But you see, as soon as you start to free yourself from this fear, your ego starts to slink into the background and your higher self can then start to rise. Now, get into the habit of beginning to observe yourself carefully. When you start becoming immune to criticism and you start to become unfearful of any challenge whatsoever, while not feeling above anyone and yet below no one, it means the higher part of you, your higher nature, is beginning to come to the surface. Now, admittedly, this is not an easy process. You can be absolutely certain that I am not prescribing some highfalutin theory that you could just grasp overnight and become a guru, as it were. No, no such thing is going to happen. It is not an easy thing to aspire to your higher self. But remember that there is absolutely no victory on the surface of this earth that ever comes easily. With this higher self, you are humble and you respect all people in your confident humility. You are gradually approaching a state of self-power. Funny though, this self-power is the really true power to possess, because this is the power that will attract people and draw the things that you need to you. The reason is this: because your personality has become so magnetic, you now enter a state of bonding with other people. And this is based on your true love for humanity and for everybody and every circumstance that you encounter. It is a power of bonding. And I repeat, it's a bonding that comes from true love. Now, as you come more and more into this higher self, you will find yourself magnetizing, as I stated a few seconds ago, the people, the situations, and the circumstances that will support your desires. And this support is a support that comes from being in a state of pure grace. I want you to join me in coming into a very serious realization. And it is this. When you aspire to your highest nature and actually achieve it, the absolute truth is that you are no longer operating on a normal plane. You are no longer operating on a normal plane. And when you get to this point, you have absolutely achieved a state in which nothing but absolutely nothing, nothing but absolutely nothing can take you from the path along which you have set to go. You become, frankly, quite invisible because you are not fearful of any challenge and because you are absolutely certain that all is going well for you, you have no need to impress anyone. This truly, truly is your highest nature. Now, there are certain practical strategies that you can take in achieving this highest nature. The first one is the age-old prayer, simple prayer. Simple prayer. Your simple prayer is about the best you can use to achieve this. Now, it's important for you to realize that when you go into prayer, we are not talking about religious prayer now, but we are talking about spiritual prayer. Now, this is the kind of prayer that sets you straight on the path to genuine achievement on your path to your spiritual self, your higher spiritual self. When you get to the point where you realize that authentic prayer is actually being able to connect solidly with the higher being that you are becoming, then you are absolutely on the right path. The other strategy you could use is silence. You could learn to observe silence as frequently as possible in your life. Silence. Absolutely important. And now, what do I mean by silence? It means going into a state in which you can actually commune with yourself and with your higher nature without anybody disturbing you and disturbing your inner competence, as I put it. Now, after this, you could get into a state of non-judgment. And after this, you could go into a state of prayer and non-judgment. And remember, the last one is communion with nature. Communion with nature allows you to witness the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces in your life. Now, the earlier you get in tune with this, the better for you in trying to achieve your highest nature. As a matter of fact, after prayer, this is about the most important. And the more you get in tune with it, the better for you. So, now, having achieved the practical strategies for achieving our highest nature, the next absolute thing we want to talk about is this. Why is it that some people are considered to be of a positively tranquil and positive attitude in comparison with others? Why is it that we look at some people from the distance and we make statements like, oh, that man is so tranquil, he's so calm? Now, I can answer that question for you quite simply. These are generally the people who have come into their highest nature, and they have an ability to weather the storms of life with as much stoicism as they can possibly muster. Now, again, we live in a world of so much turmoil and so much turbulence. We live in a world that is filled up with so much activity that even our inner being is filled up with the same activity. One of the main reasons why we can't achieve calmness and poise and tranquility in our very busy world is because we are affected by our external circumstances. But then, you can learn to immerse yourself, your whole inner being of peace, even in the midst of all this turbulence. And one of the best ways to achieving this is through the act of meditation. Meditation is from Eastern religious practices, basically. But then again, it's a largely misconstrued word also. What I've come to realize in my own experience is that people misconstrue the word meditation to imbue the picture of somebody sitting down with legs crossed on the floor mat and his hands are at his knee joints and he goes mouthing mantras like like some Eastern yogi in the Himalayan mountains. This is not necessarily true. I certainly meditate at least twice a day and on a very consistent basis for that matter. And I can assure you positively that if you came across me when I was meditating, you probably wouldn't even know what I was on about. Meditation doesn't have to be anything that should be dramatic. It's just something that we do to gradually develop a certain degree of inner peace within ourselves. So what we do want to achieve as much as possible is to get your mind as calm as possible. And that essentially is what meditation is. However, in a later episode, we'll be talking in more detail about meditation. Now, having said all that, I'd like to just congratulate you for sticking so far with me. And as I begin to close this the segment of the show, permit me to extend a warm hand of fellowship to you by asking you to be a part of the glorious mission and scintillating vision of the Global Institute for Human Excellence, which I represent. The mission of the Global Institute is to promote and nurture a global culture of excellence by challenging you to grow and equipping you to win in all areas of life, while the overall vision is to inaugurate a new and egalitarian order founded on genuine transformational awareness and a firm commitment to the virtues of noble living. Now, if you are on Facebook, all you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/theglobalinstitute after the Institute Inc., which means incorporated. I'll go over that again. www.facebook.com/theglobalinstituteincorporated, which is written as INC, and you end it there. Now, what you want to do is to like the page of this institute, and of course, this automatically makes you a friend of the page. Beyond that, however, two other things will automatically happen. One, you will receive our daily free resource called Just for Today. Just for Today. And then you will become a certified member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. And in fact, a certificate of membership will be issued to you as soon as you like that page. And the comment column under it, you write a name and you affix your email address so that we can be in regular communication with you. Now, if you want to connect with us on other media, you can do that on Facebook, www.facebook.com/theglobalinstitute, and on Twitter, @StressEduCenter, stress and edu, and then center at the end, T-R-A, and then we can continue our relationship on the social media. We have a long way to go. This is the first. And I'll say thank you very much for listening in today. And I sincerely hope you tune in with us next Thursday at the same time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. And our next episode is all about giving. Give, 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 and never stop giving. But then, again, even before then, I may have the opportunity to put in two things. Thank you for listening. If I have the opportunity again, we'll say a few more things before we round up. Having said that, I just say you've been wonderful. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Remember what life was like when you were a kid? When you had that zest for living and discovery, that total lightness of being. Can you still experience that today? Listen to Joy Awareness Radio with host Marlene Bork. Our show will invite you to be happier, to enjoy living a more conscious and exciting life. Learn from our guests and contributors, just like you, and make this your weekly stop to rediscover the capacity that you could be accessing. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back. And now, just as I thought, I have the privilege of being with you for another 15, 16, 17 minutes. Let's make the best of it. Now listen, your highest nature, your true self, your highest self, they are all synonymous. What are the characteristics of your highest nature? I'd mentioned them before. But what I intend to do now is to take on specific traits and elucidate on them, so that we can get a composite picture of what we are talking about here. Frankly, very few people do achieve the ultimate in their highest nature on this earthly plane. But the few that do, we recognize them from the distance when we meet them, don't they? Now, let us take the trait of courage. What does it mean to be courageous? Does the position of courage mean that you do not have fear in you at all? No, that is absolutely not true. Courage does not eliminate the possibility of fear in itself. What courage does is to imbue in you the trait in which you experience fear, but you master the fear. You master the fear. You have the tendency, just like any other mortal being, to experience fear, but you actually develop what I call the mastery of fear. And the beautiful thing about courage is this, that courage is just like any other habit. And just like any other habit, what you need to do when you need to express your courage is to practice courage anytime courage is called for. And very soon, courage becomes a habit and becomes a part of you. The second attribute I'd like to discuss is compassion. Now, what is the real meaning of compassion? We'll make an attempt at defining it to its finest degree this afternoon. Most people tend to place compassion on the same pedestal as kindness. And there's a tendency to think they are actually synonymous. Now, this is not absolutely true. Compassion is of a deeper nature. Compassion reaches into the hearts of your fellow human being. Through compassion, you build a bridge into the heart of another person. Kindness is purely elemental. But compassion has certain components. One, you put yourself into someone else's shoes to feel what he is feeling. Two, in the same instant, you manifest love at its extreme for that person to the point where you can feel the pain or the sorrow of the other person. Compassion is a fairly difficult trait to develop. And frankly, the only way you can develop compassion is to genuinely aim and aspire for your highest nature. Truly, compassion itself as a trait could be the positive result of your own turbulence, your own tumultuous life. Look at it this way. There is absolutely no way you can go through heartbreaking adversity and then come out of it and not develop the trait of compassion for other people. You would have to be completely heartless and completely insensitive not to want to wish what you have gone through for your fellow human being. It's really quite simple. It's a purely simple equation. I have gone through this pain. This is what effect it had on me. It can be very traumatic. It is pure adversity. Now, I wouldn't wish it for my brother. You are becoming a compassionate being when you start thinking in that way. That is compassion. I repeat, compassion builds a bridge straight into the heart of another. And it is this bridge of compassion that you use to walk the walk of love straight into his heart. To be in the position in which he is when he's going through the desperate seasons. That's when you'll be able to look at him in the eye and say, "Brother, I know what you are going through. I've been there myself. These things do happen. Take heart. Don't lose hope. Come with me. Put your hands in mine, and I'll walk the distance with you at least for some time." That is compassion. Humility. That is another trait of great people. Of course, at this stage, we are coming to the conclusion that those who can aspire to their highest nature and do aspire to it are truly the world's great. Humility is one of the greatest lacks of humanity. And that is the reason why wars have been going on for centuries in this world. Most people seem to go through life holding up a mirror in their hands and seeing only themselves and seeing no one else. And it is because of this that a lot of people make pitifully small packages. What you want to strive is not to be a pitifully small package. Humility is truly a virtue of the great. The more humble you become, the more divine you become. Let's face it, the greatest of the spiritual figures in the history of mankind have been people who have been blessed with wholesome humility. And anyone who will aspire to his highest nature must have a very high degree of humility to go with it. It is your humility, actually, that is going to embody the finest attributes that your Creator has given you. And the truth of the matter is this. The more humble you are, the more pride jettisons itself into the background, and the more those very, very high points in your nature can rise to the surface and bring out the very best in you. And now I'm going to talk about something that will be Greek to a lot of ears, and that is the concept of detachment. Detachment is the highest code of living, but most people don't know this. What do I mean by detachment? Detachment is the ability to move away from a certain point of your need or desire and then know fully well that truly, although you do need this thing, but you are not desperate for it. Detachment, like I said, is the highest code of living. Come with me on an excursion. How many times have you chased after something desperately, and then finally, helplessly, you said, oh, well, if it comes, fine. If it doesn't come, fine. Have you noticed that most of the time, when you detach from your desire, the thing comes to you effortlessly? Effortlessly. That's what I mean by detachment. Detachment, I repeat, is the highest code of living. That is why, after you have developed a confident faith that you will receive that which you want, you are best advised not to dwell too much on acquiring it. Just rest in your confident faith that it will be delivered to you in due season. Detachment is very powerful, extremely powerful, and will take you through a lot of wants, a lot of desires, and a lot of needs. Joy, that's the next attribute. The ultimate human good is peace of mind. The ultimate human good is happiness. Frankly, you could have all the money in this world in your bank account, but if you are not happy, you have nothing. When you aspire to your highest nature, you are also moving towards perfect joy and perfect bliss. Now, when you can go to sleep at night with your eyes, two eyes closed, and you are happy, you've done the best for humanity, you've contributed your best to humanity, while humanity is giving you in return, in terms of monetary compensation, for instance, then you can feel joy in your heart. And when you feel joy and bliss in your heart, you are subscribing to the ultimate human good. I repeat, without joy in your heart, there's no amount of fortune that you amass that will mean anything. But with perfect joy and bliss in your heart, you are dancing to the exaltation of your own spirit. And that is what is important. Clarity of vision. That is the next thing I'd like to talk with you about. When your vision is clear and you know exactly where you are going, when you know exactly the purpose for which you are alive, when you know in what particular niche you are supposed to contribute to this vast human market, then you know for certain, that you are on your way to the ultimate achievement of all that you want for yourself as a man who has discovered his highest nature. Your highest nature is beautiful. Your highest nature is glorious. Your highest nature is simply an exultant entity. I urge you today to move towards it with commitment and with firmness of purpose. It is not an easy state to arrive at. It is not an easy thing to achieve. But I can assure you that if you take today's show to heart and its teachings, you'll be well on your way to becoming a well-fulfilled human being. The world is in so much despair and so much turmoil, isn't it? There's so much unhappiness. The media is agog with depressing news every day. Sometimes you just wonder, what has the world come to? But then again, friend, the truth of the matter is this. Your Creator knows the beginning from the end. He is familiar with everything. Even if you talk about evil, your Creator knows exactly why He permits evil to coexist with good. Remember also that for every act of evil, there are a million acts of kindness. What is required from you is really quite simple. That is for you to contribute to your own good, to your own quota, to the human good. Do not dwell on the evil of this world or the unhappiness of this world. Dwell more on what you can contribute to humanity and to the goodness of mankind. Once more, as we begin to wind down today's brilliant and scintillating show, I once again extend the hands of friendship to you, while saying, God bless you. We have a resource at the Global Institute for Human Excellence. It's a book called 365 Days of Wisdom. We should set you off strongly on the path along which we've discussed so exhaustively this afternoon. 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment. is a 3-in-1 self-help package. And it can help you in any of 3 different ways. Oh, incidentally, you can get it on Amazon Books. The name again is 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, authored by Dr. Yomi Gannett. And it's a 3-in-1 self-help package and can help you in any of 3 different ways. Please listen carefully. 1, you can adopt it as a daily devotional. And this is significant as the year is just beginning. It is an everyday companion offering daily inspirational messages and thought conditioning exercises. 2, it can be used as a spiritual guidebook to the language of inspiration, since it will allow you to take immediate control of your destiny in all areas of your life. And 3, it will help you to restore your ability to dream big dreams, allow you to achieve success based on basic inviolable principles, and prompt you to conduct your life at the highest and the most integrated level. Finally, and this is the most important, you can use it as a handbook of spiritual guidance. This form of mysterious guidance works in this way. If you have a problem, pray about it, play around it, then randomly open this book. By a special grace, the page you open to will offer you sufficient insight to navigate you through your dilemma. This form of guidance is quite mysterious, but it is predicated on a deep subconscious need backed by the spiritual energy of your expectant faith. Friends, it's been wonderful being with you today. As we gradually wind down, I have a special blessing for you. May the best you have ever seen in your life be the worst you will ever see. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you again next Thursday, January the 30th, 7 a.m. Pacific time. As I said earlier, we'll be talking about giving. Give, 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 and never count the cost. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Gannett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics. Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone.